Just one quick halakha in the laws of the tefillot of Shabbat. But as an introduction, one has to know that halakha writes there is kedusha on Leil Shabbat and there is kedusha, of course, on Yom Shabbat. Which kedusha is greater? Is the kedusha of Leil Shabbat greater or the kedusha of Yom Shabbat? So the Sefarim HaKadoshim bring down, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh brings it, even the Shulchan Aruch talks about it, that while the Kedusha of the night is holy, the Kedusha of the day is holier, is on a higher level. For example, they say that the Se'udah of Leil Shabbat is Keneged Yitzhak Avinu, whereas the Se'udah of the Shabbat is Keneged Avraham Avinu, which is obviously on a higher level. Now, that's not just in Kiddushah, in an esoteric understanding, but there's halakhot that come out of this. In the tefillah of the evening, the halakha says that one is supposed to say, V'yanuhu ba. Ba is nekeva. Because the nekeva receives, but she doesn't mashpia, she doesn't give, she's a receiver. Therefore, on the night, the Kiddushah is bibhinat nekeva. It's on a lower level, whereas in the morning in the tefillah we say V'yanuhu bo. Bo is already a male, that's already a mashpia, which is a higher level of kedusha. Our question today is a big debate regarding mincha on Shabbat Kodesh. What is the proper text that is supposed to be said? Is it supposed to be V'yanuhu ba? Or is it supposed to be V'yanuhu bo? Or is it supposed to be V'yanuhu bam? These are the three options. Well, let's take ba off the table. Ba, nobody says you're supposed to say during the day, because we said the day already is bechinat zachar, it's bo. But the question is, maybe it's bam. So the Knesset HaGedolah, the Shiuri Knesset HaGedolah, Siman Resh Samechet, writes, Min hagenu lomar betfilat arbit shelil Shabbat V'yanuhu ba, ubishahrit V'yanuhu bo, and the way they explained it is, at night the Shabbat is the Kalla, and in the day, so it's Ba. In the day, in the morning, it's the Hatan, that's Bo. And Mincha time already is there's like a marriage, it's Irusin. So it's Hatan and Kalla, so it's V'yanuhu Bam. Ba, Bo, Bam. That's the way he brings down as well. And Hida, also in his Sefer Mahazik Beracha, in the same place brings down as well, Ba, Bo, Bam. However, it is brought down in the Sefer Yismach Lev of Rabbi Shalom Moshe Chai Gagin that he has a testimony from the great Mekubal Rashash, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, that he had in his Sidur that the proper text is supposed to be Ba, Bo, Bo, in Mincha as well. And as a matter of fact, he says, when they asked the Rashash, what is the proper text in Mincha? He said two words, mitzvah bo. Like the Gemara says, mitzvah bo yoter mebishlucho. So he was giving a rebbe. He says, mitzvah bo. The mitzvah is bo. The Ben Ish Chai brings down as well, in Ben Ish Chai, in Parashat Vayira, that the minhag bet el, mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael, also followed Rashash, which was in Mincha, they would say, v'yanuhu bo. Now, we have a rule from the Ben Ish Chai that even though the Hida said to say Bam, but Ben Ish Chai says many times that the Hida did not see the Rashash. And if he would have seen the Rashash, what he said, he would change his mind. He would say something else. So in this case as well, he didn't see the Rashash. And we know that in text, the Rashash did not move from what the Arizal said. He always would follow according to the Arizal. He said that was the only authentic source of his texts. So he could assume that that was the opinion of the Ari as well. Furthermore, there was great hachamim such as the Chokhmah Musar, which is Rabbi Abraham Antebi, that writes that in the night you say Ba and in the day you say Bo. He doesn't specify Shahrit and Minha. He just says in the day you say Bo, which is Mashma, that there's no difference between Shahrit and Minha. Halakha l'maaseh, we can't negate these two opinions. Each opinion has a strong basis. But again, those that say Bo, according to at least Hacham Uvadia, he holds it's more precise and it's more correct because again, it is founded on the Rashash and it has Hasidei Bet El till today that are saying Bo, as well as many other hakamim that subscribe to this opinion. However, those that want to say bam against, once Rav Chida says and the Sheire Kristi Gedola, and Ben Ishchai brings it as well, you cannot just negate them and say that their text is wrong. However, if you're going to say bam, you have to be careful in the text that you say Shabbetot Kodshecha. You have to make sure that now you keep everything grammatically equal. Since you're saying bam, so you have to say Shabbetot Kodshecha, the text over there, as opposed if you're saying bo, you say Shabbat, which is in the singular text. So again, either way, Hakam Uvadiyah does write, and I'll quote his words, Besikum. This is in his Sefer Chazon Uvadiyah Shin Mem Vav. אמנם הנוהגים לומר בתפילת המנחה וינוחו בם, יש להם על מה שיסמוכו. אלא שצריכים לומר והנחילנו השם אלוקינו שבתות קודשך וינוחו בם. And then he says, אבל יותר נכון לומר שבת קודשך וינוחו בו, וכן היה נוהג הרב הגאון מצליח מזוז, in the ספר איש מצליח. So again, דעבד כמור עבד, דעבד כמור עבד, but now at least you know that it's a subject, that it's an עניין, and now you know already the source.